talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And happy holidays. Boy, we are just in the full swing of the holiday season. A getaway Friday here, Friday, December the 10th, 2021, 21 minutes past the hour. And I'm telling you, the fruitcake toss is getting in full swing here. And I think we're going to have to set a new goal because we are now well over the 15 participant mark. Now, here's the deal. Now, if you've just tuned in, what is going to happen is Tuesday night here at the station, December 14th at 6:30 p.m. Now, hold on. We're getting a call, so I want to take the call. Go ahead, caller.
I didn't know if you went off the air or not. I called the police chief McDonald and left a message.
Okay.
And I called, let me see, superintendent of schools. I left a message, and she, I don't know, secretary, somebody called me back and said if he was in a meeting, but if he would be doing it, he would call back. And I just told her that anybody there that wanted to come, come and do it. I think it was probably administration building.
So,
and then I called Mr. Grogan, and I think secretary, she's really nice, and he's going to give a call back. And I told her anybody that wanted to come in the office, come. And then Mr. Sheriff Bales just called me and said that he will do it.
Perfect.
And he will ask Judge, the new Judge Fredericks, see if he'll do it.
Oh, so at this point, the one we have confirmed, Sheriff Bales will do it.
Yes.
And right now we're just waiting to hear back from Judge Fredericks, Prosecutor Grogan, Superintendent Arusi, and who was the other one?
McDonald. Chief, and I didn't tell McDonald, and what I told Sheriff Bells, I said, anybody that wants to do it, do it. And he said, well, he would talk to the new judge. I guess it took Judge Warner's place, Judge Fredericks, to see if he wanted to do it.
And
I didn't tell him to call me back or anything. And I just, and then the superintendent, I wrote down that if he's doing it, he will call back. And if he's not, he probably won't call. And I just told Grogan and the superintendent of schools, anybody in that the building office, whoever wants to do it, you know, just come and do it.
All right. Well, if you hear back anything in the next hour, give us a buzz and let us know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Judy doing a lot of the legwork on this particular event. So here we go. Here is the fruitcake toss at this point. It will be on Tuesday night, December the 14th, 6:30 p.m. here at the radio station, 523 South Prospect Street. No money to get involved. It's not about that. What will happen is everybody who is entered will walk up to a line and underhand toss a real fruitcake. Now, what will happen is this will be judged on distance. Whoever can throw the fruitcake the furthest will be the winner. They will be the fruitcake chucker champion for a year. That title was submitted to us by Bob Welsh down in Columbus. Now, so far in the competition, now, and by the way, this will be broadcast on radio, so if you're not able to make it out here that night to watch this, it will be broadcast from 6:15 until 7 p.m. You'll hear interviews. You're going to hear all kinds of statistics that night. But here are the people who are in. Scott, one of our listeners. Adam. Randy Stahl. Ralph. Pastor Craig. Barry Hensley. Myself. Angie Evers. Judy Smith. Lily Smith, who's 8 years old. Glenn Coble. Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, City Councilperson, former Mayor Jack Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, Golden Voice Ted Williams, Sheriff Matt Bales, and now also confirmed the Mayor of Caledonia, April Morrison. So we have 18 people confirmed to be here Tuesday night for this big, big event. Event of epic proportions. Now, we're also waiting to hear back from Richard Carey because Richard would not be the oldest person in this event at 89 years old. We've got people from 8 to 91 in this event. And I think Richard Carey would enjoy this, tossing a fruitcake. Anybody can do it. That's the great thing. Male, female, no matter your age, you can toss that fruitcake, and we're going to have great fun here that night at the station. What a holiday tradition we're starting here, and 18 people confirmed to do it. A lot of inner, I don't know what you would call it. A lot of people want to win. Let's put it that way. I mean, we have Scott, who wants to win, because if he wins, I have to eat a piece of fruitcake the next day. We have Adam, who definitely wants to win. He thinks he knows what he's doing. But I'll tell you what, somebody in this now, Sheriff Bales, I wouldn't count him out for love nor money. Or Ralph, who's done it before. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I called Jim Goodall. He's busy with his grandkids.
Busy with his grandkids. Well, what was he up to?
I don't know. He's probably getting ready to do the weather. I mean, I called him around 11 o'clock.
Oh, and he answered the phone and everything?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Sorry he won't be able to make it, but I'm glad that he got the invite.
Yeah, I invited him. He said he has a hard time doing things out of town. He just doesn't have the time. He's got doing things with his grandkids.
Now, what do you think about, I don't know if you heard the conversation about Richard Carey.
Yeah, I did. I mean, everybody's got pretty much an equal chance.
I think so. Now, he's not in it yet. I don't know if anybody got a hold of him, but boy, he'd be an interesting one with all the Lady Justice talk.
No, the more the merrier.
And we're up to 18 right now. Now there's some stiff competition, though, when you put the mayor of Caledonia and Sheriff Bales in this.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That's really going to be a Christmas tradition. Now, I wonder if anybody will show up to sing that night. We should have some kind of Christmas music.
I don't know. Ted's a pretty good singer.
Ted will be bouncing around like a crazy person.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about that. So we'll have a good time with that.
I heard that broadcast from the Caledonia tree lighting ceremony. You could hear Ted in the background. Boy, he was just doing his thing.
Oh, he was amped up. And I can imagine what's going to go on out here when we have a live microphone up on the porch and people logging these fruitcakes. I mean, you've really got some dignitaries here. You got former Mayor Kellogg. You got Mary Ellen. You've got City Councilman Jason Schauber, the Mayor of Caledonia. You've got Sheriff Bales. And just a lot of great people.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of important people there.
Yeah, it's going to be a real, and all tossing this fruitcake, which again, now see, this is what Christmas is all about. These people are important, well-meaning people, but they will willingly come out and do something that they know is fun just to participate. And that's really the sight of a good community.
Yep, that's the name of the game.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling, Jim.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I'm going to be eating this fruitcake, though, because my money now is on Sheriff Bales or Ralph.
Okay, we'll see. I'm working on my technique.
You bet. Work on it. You got 3 days.
I'm working on it.
Work on it. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I tell you, it's going to be a happening, to be sure. The first annual WWGH Fruitcake Toss. Holy moly. And you can still get in this. We want to have more than 18 people. And you don't have to have a position in town. You normal citizen, just like me. You could enter this thing right now. Just call in. Say you want to be here Tuesday at 6 o'clock. You only have to be here for an hour. Might not even take that long. 18 people lobbing a real fruitcake. It's going to be something. 740-383-9944. We know Glenn wants to beat Adam. We know Adam thinks he's going to win the thing. You got Scott who wants me to eat the fruitcake if he wins. You've got Well, Ted Williams, who thinks he's going to win because he was a great pitcher in his younger days. You got Mayor Kellogg. You've got Sheriff Bales, who certainly is a guy who I think can lob that fruitcake. And who else is going to join this competition in the next 30 minutes here? 740-383-9944. We would love to know. Okay, well, we've got giveaways as well. We still got the Debbie Boone tickets here to give away. That's two tickets to Sunday's Debbie Boone concert over at the Marion Palace Theater, two tickets, a CD to the concert, and a chance to meet Debbie Boone and get your picture taken with her and have your CD autographed. All for free. All you got to do, we're going to do this drawing here at 55 minutes past the hour. Tell us Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food, Ted Williams' favorite Christmas movie, or how many songs do you think Ted Williams will be able to rattle off Christmas songs in 2 minutes? There are no wrong answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if you happen to get the trifecta here, get them all right, you win the tickets. But if nobody gets all three correct, then what we'll do for every right answer, we'll give you an entry, and we'll draw here at 12:55, and that will be the winner. Now, you don't have to come here to get the tickets. Now, that's a nice thing. All you have to do is give me a call after you are said to be the winner and off the air. I will tell you how to obtain those tickets for Sunday's concert over here at the Palace. And again, what a great gift, even if you don't want to go, what a great gift to give somebody. They still have 2 days to prepare. It's a really a great holiday gift. So is anybody else going to get in on this? I about said Peggy Boone again. Oh, my goodness. Debbie Boone. Debbie Boone. 740-383-9944. Tell me Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food, his favorite Christmas movie, or how many songs, Christmas-wise, you think he can rattle off in 2 minutes. Now, we're going to do this very shortly here on the station. So far, we've had guesses for food of ham, cookies, pumpkin pie, mac and cheese. Christmas movies, we've had Miracle on 34th Street, Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life, Home Alone, and The Grinch. Christmas songs, 5, 9, 4, 25, 15, 10, 6, 7, all kinds of guesses. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 people entered in the competition so far. Would love to enter some more. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just give me a buzz, and we can get you in on this competition, which is what we want to do to win the tickets to Debbie Boone. But we also want to get some more people in the fruitcake toss, because this is really going to be an epic event, this fruitcake toss. Something you're not going to want to miss. You know, this is really once in a lifetime. The first one, there really wasn't much. I'm going to call that more of an exhibition a few years ago. Because, as I said, the problem with the first one was, I think people didn't know that they were supposed to come. People did not let people know. So the turnout was not great. So that's what happened in year number one, which was like 3 years ago. But this year, I believe all 18 people confirmed will absolutely show up. And we want more. 15 was our mark to have the event. Well, we have broken past that. But the more people confirm, the better it's going to be. 740-383-9944. Who else is brave enough to get into this fruitcake toss? Are we hearing back from Superintendent Arusi, or Prosecutor Grogan, or Police Chief Jay McDonald? I know they've all been called. Did anybody ever get a hold of Richard Carey? He would be an interesting one. The man who stole Lady Justice many, many years ago. Who else would be interesting to have in this fruitcake toss? Well, I said Matt. Well, somebody said Tara Dyer. You can contact her on Facebook. I know that. Somebody said Mike McGinnis, the 600-pound life guy. Nobody's contacted him. I believe he's findable on Facebook at this point. All right, we're getting some messages here on... Well, somebody on Facebook is asking me if we're going to have these every year. Absolutely. If it goes this well, we will have these every year. Fruitcake tosses. And we'll probably add to it every year, like every tradition. But right now, 18 people in. Who else is going to get? Are you thinking about entering the fruitcake toss? Tuesday night, you come on out here, you toss the fruitcake. Not a whole lot of women on the list, but a few. We've got Angie. We've got Judy Smith. We've got Lily Smith. We've got Mary Ellen. We've got April Morrison, the mayor of Caledonia. So there are some women on the list. We've got one, two, three, five women on the list right now. Would love to add some more to this ever-growing list of fruit cake tossers. What an interesting thing. All right. Is anybody else going to get in on the Debbie Boone ticket guesses? And hopefully we hear from Ted Williams shortly, and we'll get his answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind, anything you'd like to talk about, give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. It's always fun to have a conversation about whatever's on your mind. Remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying in. My pick out of the 18 we have, though, is still Ralph, because Ralph has done it before, and I believe it's important to err on the side of experience. So I think Ralph will get this done. Now, Sheriff Bales is going to be tough, though. I think Sheriff Bales can lob a fruitcake. I think he, you know, coming in late here, he might be a strong entry. Also, I have to look at Golden Voice Ted Williams. My understanding from Ted is that he almost played Major League ball. So he's no lightweight when it comes to this. But a lot of, there are people I've never met, like Randy Stahl. I've never met him. He might be a strong competitor. Donovan Bauer down here, I've never met him. He might be a strong competitor. Jason Schauber might be a strong competitor. City councilman, I don't think that's going to be anything to be taken lightly. It's kind of like a baseball game, to be honest with you. It's like an Olympic baseball game. These really are the Christmas Olympics here at WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And who knows? Santa Claus might be here that night. You never know. We might have some cookies. Who knows? You don't know at this point. Now, I also thought to welcome her to our fair city here, somebody should have been included Sophia over at the Marion Star. I believe she's currently the only reporter left over there, but I thought she would have been fun to have in this. Glenn Coble told me that she was a very athletic person. I've never met her in person, to be honest, so I can't vouch for that, but it's a possibility. Does anybody have any thoughts on who's going to win this thing? Give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 740-383-9944. And it could be that somebody wins who we're not even expecting. And somebody might enter yet who might pull it out. And we don't even have their name down among the 18 here. All right, if you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, you can still do that too. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. You can also send us a Christmas card here at the station, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put your return address on the card, we will send you a card back at some point. Better late than never. I'm hoping we get the ones out this weekend that have already come. But if we don't, you can bet that we'll get them out soon after. And if you send us a card after this weekend, we still will get it out. We've got a whole nother weekend and a whole nother week. You know, Christmas is still a fair distance off. It better be a fair distance off because I don't have anything wrapped as of yet. So we have all next week, and then we have pretty much the entire following week because Christmas Eve is not until that Friday. So there definitely is still some time to get all this stuff done. 20 minutes until 1 o'clock here on WWGH Radio. And we await your phone calls. 740-383-9944. Now, aside from the fruitcake toss and the guesses on the Ted Williams competition here to win two tickets to Debbie Boone on Sunday at the Palace, we also had some questions here that never did get answered. In 1941, how much did 3 pounds of fresh coffee cost at Kroger's? 1941, here in Marion, how much did 3 pounds of fresh coffee cost at Kroger? And I think that was really the only question we had not answered. Let's see here. Well, I'll give you one more. 2 cans of kidney beans. How much did they cost in 1941 at Kroger here in Marion? And remember, if you come within a nickel, I'll give it to you. So if you come within a nickel of the right price, I will still give you the prize. So we've got 2 cans of kidney beans and 3 pounds of fresh coffee. How much did they cost at Kroger in 1941, July of 1941 to be exact? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Give us a buzz. Does anybody want to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss? Does anybody want to guess for the Debbie Boone tickets? All that stuff open for the next few minutes here on WWGH Radio. And remember, if you get the busy signal, just keep on calling in. 740-383-9944. This Debbie Boone thing should be very nice. As I say, even if you're not aware of her career, which was very big in 1977, it's a nice Christmas show. And the Palace always does a very nice job with their Christmas celebrity performer. And it sounds like they've really got a nice one this year in Debbie Boone. Who, when I talked to her early this morning during the 8 o'clock hour, apparently tours this country quite a bit. Stays very, very active, which is very nice. You know, last year was a rough year on a lot of performers who could not go out and perform like they wanted to because of the pandemic. But this year, I think things did get a little better for the performers, and that's good for them. So here we are, 740-383-9944, 44 minutes past the hour, WWGH Radio time. Fast approaching 55 minutes past the hour when we're going to do the drawing for the Debbie Boone tickets. 8 people entered in that competition. And what fun that'll be on Sunday. You know, a few months ago we gave away tickets to the Oak Ridge Boys. You had to drive all the way to Lima to go to that concert. Hey, this one, you just got to drive up the street here in Marion. Not bad at all. And I think the people are entered. Any last entries here? How many songs can Ted Williams rip off Christmas songs in 2 minutes? What is his favorite Christmas food? What is his favorite Christmas movie? Does anybody know? All right, here comes a call down the pike here at WWGH. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'll enter George Kasotis and his wife. I forget his wife's name.
Oh, okay. Well, did you get a chance to talk with him?
No, I don't know his number because, see, the phone book that I have, the last two, there's no people's names in it. It's just businesses.
Well, I will tell you, I think George's phone number is in the book. And it, let me see, because George called
us. He's not in my last two books. I've got Marion Crawford and Mount Gilmore counties. They're all businesses. And then I got Marion's last phone book I got was 2019, I believe. And they're all, the black and white pages are all businesses. I don't see a person's name.
Well, I'll tell you, he called this morning. Now, do you get text messages on your phone?
God, I don't do computers and I don't do texting.
Well, I'm trying to think
If I've got text messages, they've been there forever because I don't do them and I don't know how to get in there and get them even.
Well, I tell you what, just hang on the line for 1 second and I will get you this this number for George Kasotis. Okay.
Okay. Because I couldn't find the superintendent's number. I couldn't even find him in the phone book, and my son, he happened to be up, and he looked it up for me. And
yeah, I have George's number here. So let me just take a short break here on the show, and stay on the line there, and we will get through this. Just hang on the line, and I'll be right with you.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, 12:10 to 2 p.m., guest you won't want to miss, like Clarence B. Jones, advisor, confidant, attorney, and co-author of the I Have a Dream speech to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And I cannot thank you enough for coming on to have this frank discussion, because a lot of people wouldn't have. And you came on short notice. Clarence Jones, a friend of this program, I hope you come back again.
Well, I came on short notice because this God I admire. I admire your journalistic integrity. You asked really questions. You respect my answers, even though you may not agree with all of them. At least you accord me the professional respect which goes along with your craft. And so your listeners are very fortunate to have a broadcaster of your abilities and your broadcast journalism integrity. So I'm always pleased to be in your program.
Tough but fair is what you always hope they say about a journalist. Tough but fair.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back on the air here at WWGH Radio. Now, if anybody was interested in nominating Richard Carey, I also have found his phone number, by the way. So I don't want to give it over the air, but if you were looking to enter Richard Carey, and I think it's in the phone book, but I don't want to spit it out over the air. So if you want to call Richard Carey and nominate him, call me real fast, and I will give you the number. I just gave George's number to somebody, which again is a public number, but I don't want to give it out over the air to see if he wants to be in the fruitcake toss. You know, George, if he was in the fruitcake toss, he would not be the oldest person, but he would fall in the ranks. So if you want Richard Carey's number, the man who stole Lady Justice, to see if he wants to participate, give me a buzz and I will give you his number. I can do that. I have a few minutes here to do that. 740-383-9944. Boy, it is the Christmas time, is it not? Let's see if the phone rings. Or do you want to enter somebody else in the fruitcake toss? We've got quite a few entered so far. I don't know if George is going to be in town, George and Joanne. Hard to tell. I know they do a lot of traveling this time of year. I know George said they were going out of town, but I'm not sure if it's immediately or coming up. Not sure. Do want to remind everybody, Santa's going to be in the park this weekend, Founders Park, 1 to 3 p.m. And over at the Colonial Coin Laundromat this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's going to be a coin ministry. You will not have to pay to wash your clothes or dry them this coming Saturday. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the Colonial Coin Laundromats are located on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street here in Marion. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Fruitcake toss happening on Tuesday, December the 14th, 6:30 p.m. A lot of people in there. 18 so far, and we'll see who else gets in before the program is up today. I know a lot of phone calls have been put out. Superintendent Arusi, Prosecutor Grogan, Police Chief Jay McDonald, Sheriff Bales already in the competition, Caledonia Mayor April Morrison in the competition, Mary Ellen Withrow, City Councilman Jason Schauber, Mayor Jack Kellogg, longest-serving mayor here in Marion, Pastor Craig from the station, Adam, Golden Voice Ted Williams, myself, Angie, Judy Smith, 8-year-old Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Randy Stahl, a whole host of people. Scott, who wants me to eat a fruitcake if he should win. Wow. And you know what? If we can't reach Ted here momentarily, we're just going to have to enter everybody who put a guess in for the Debbie Boone tickets, which we're going to do in 4 minutes. But we will get Ted's answer at some point. I assure you of that. Maybe we'll get it Tuesday during the fruitcake toss. All right. And again, I do want to remind everyone, I think somebody was looking for Richard Carey's number earlier, the man who took Lady Justice, former president of the Historical Society. If you would like to enter him into the fruitcake toss, I do have his number here. And if you call me off the air, I will give you his number, and we can handle it that way. But so far, it's Scott, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen, Jason Schauber, Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, Ted Williams, Mayor of Caledonia, April Morrison, Sheriff Bales here in Marion, and who knows who else at this particular point. Debbie Boone tickets coming up for drawing momentarily here on WWGH Radio. Now remember, these are two tickets to the show this coming Sunday at 3 p.m. Not only will you get to go to the show, but you will get a CD and you will get to go and meet Debbie, get the CD autographed, and get a picture with her. Big show. Big holiday show at the Palace this coming Sunday, 3 p.m. And don't forget, the fruitcake toss will be broadcast here on this station on Tuesday, December 14th, 6:15 to 7 p.m. What an event it's going to be. An event like you've never seen before here in Marion. It will make all the World Series, the Super Bowl, all that stuff, it'll make them look like toy trains. This is going to be a locomotive here on Tuesday night. The big fruitcake toss. Now, also something interesting is, how far will people be able to toss these fruitcakes? Now, it seems to me, I was talking with Ralph earlier, and he participated a few years ago, that some got in the 20-foot range. I don't know. Are we going to get in the 20-foot range on Tuesday night? When you think about that, anybody probably should be able to toss a fruitcake about 20 foot. That's not a huge thing. So again, it's going to come down to technique. I imagine a lot of these things are going to be very close. very close in circumference. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just talked to George, and he can't make it. He has a doctor's appointment at Riverside.
Oh, no problem. Well, I'm glad he was aware of it.
Yeah, and I'll sit here till 1 o'clock, and then you give me a call and give me Linda's number, and I'll give her a quick call.
Yeah, no problem. We can do that.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I think Linda Sims, they want to put Linda in this. That would be a lot of fun. Linda's a lot of fun to be around. Always a good sport when it comes to things like this. Did anybody want, I said I do have Richard Carey's phone number. I looked it up in the phone book here, so it is public knowledge. If you would like to enter him, you can call me right now, and I will give you his phone number, because we do have to confirm that people are going to show up to the event. So you can do that if you'd like to right now. But if not, that's okay too. We'll keep plugging on down the track here today. Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour, well, it looks like we might not touch base with Ted this morning. Might have to touch base with old Ted tonight and figure out what the answers are. We're going to pick a winner, regardless of if he calls in or not here momentarily. But we'll get the answers to these questions. We'll give something else away in regard to these questions if we can't get him. Yeah, no problem. Okay, Ted is gonna call. We just got a hold of Ted, so we will speak with him momentarily. So hold on, we are gonna get the answers here, and we are going to get everything smoothed over. It's all going to work out here. I just spoke with Ted. We are going to get a hold of him. Okay, does anybody else want to enter? Quickly. We've got a little bit of time to get you into the competition. The questions we would need you to answer: what is Ted's favorite Christmas food? How many Christmas songs can he knock out in 2 minutes? And what is his favorite Christmas movie? We will hear from him momentarily. And we will get the answers to these questions. Now remember, should somebody get all three questions right, they just win. That's that, and that's the way that goes. But, if not, every right answer will be entered into the drawing to win the tickets to Debbie Boone this coming Sunday here at the Palace. All right. Well, at least we'll get this all taken care of. And again, for the fruitcake toss, Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m., 523 South Prospect Street. Big, big event. And the winner, remember, you will get the title of being the Fruitcake Chucker Champion for 1 year. And really, this will be the newly crowned Fruitcake Chucker Champion this year. Never been done before. And I do want to let people know again, because I don't know that it's been advertised a whole lot of places, that Santa Claus will be at Founders Park this weekend, 1 to 3 p.m., and there will be a coin ministry going on at the Colonial Coin Laundromat on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in Marion on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the date of that again will be December the 11th. December the 11th for Santa in Founders Park, and December 11th for the coin ministry at the laundromat. 18 people in the fruitcake toss. That is going to be something. And I love the idea that we cover the ages. We cover the span of 8 years old to 91 years old. And we have men and women. You know something interesting? In all the years of the peanut push, I'm trying to remember, was there ever a woman? I don't ever remember. Now, I'm sure a woman at some point pushed a peanut, but I don't ever remember a woman doing that. I don't know why. Now, I know there was always a king and a queen. Now, that was for most money raised at the peanut push. But I don't ever remember a woman getting down and pushing a peanut. They might have. I don't recall that. I mean, I was involved with that for about 5 years when I was at that radio station. And we took nominations, but I don't remember any women. Now, as I could be wrong on this. I wasn't involved every year. But I wonder why that wasn't much of a female event. Maybe women don't want to get down on the ground and push a peanut with their nose. Maybe that's where it all lays. But that's okay. This event, we have some women. We, as I said, we've got Angie, Mary Ellen, the mayor of Caledonia, April, and of course Lily and Judy Smith. And we've got kids involved as well. And remember, no money to enter this. It's not like that. But you will get a prize. It won't just be the fact that you are the fruitcake chucker champion. You will get a prize if you win. But you'll be one of 18. One of 18. You know, 18 tosses. Now, how long does a toss take? Now, the fact that the person will have to walk up to the line, toss the fruitcake, and then will have to measure where it landed, this could take, I'm going to say, probably per person a minute. If we do it judiciously, a minute for each person. Now, that could take 18 minutes. So, starting this at 6:30, that's going to take us up to about 48 minutes past the hour, which is going to put us pretty darn close to 7 o'clock when the show goes off the air. So, basically, we'll just have time to crown the winner, interview the winner very quickly, and then get off the air. But who's going to win? Who's going to be your pick to win this whole thing of these 18? It's a tricky thing. I know people are practicing. We've got Scott practicing. Adam is out practicing. Ted is practicing. Ralph is practicing. People are getting ready. You don't want to lose. And if you win, you will have beat one. You will have beat 18 people, 17 other people at this point. And who knows? There may be more entries at this particular point. This might not be it. All right. That's the way things go here at WWGH Radio. Can't wait to give away these Debbie Boone tickets here momentarily. And again, we thank her for giving us those tickets to give away and the CD and the meet and greet. Which, that's very nice that she meets and greets with her fans. That's truly a nice thing to do. All right here. Let's see where we are. Nobody ever got the price of the 2 cans of kidney beans or the 3 pounds of coffee. Never got either one. Remember, 1941... is when that happened. You know what I might do here? I might just do this drawing for Debbie Boone, and that way we can give away the zoo tickets for Ted's answers. That way we can get more people in to win the Debbie Boone tickets. That way all... How many people we have entered here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We've got 8 people entered to win... the Debbie Boone tickets. So, we will do the drawing here momentarily. All right, let's see. 1 to 8, and I'm going to pull one out of the box here. Looks like the winner is... Well, let's shuffle them up a little more here. Looks like the winner is two stuck together here. Oh, just a slight chance of winning. All right, the winner is Ryan. Is Ryan out there listening? Ryan has won the Debbie Boone tickets for Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Palace. Ryan, give me a call, 740-383-9944, so I can tell you how to get these tickets off the air. I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers from 8 until 10 p.m. All right, Ryan, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8 to 10, here on WWGH Radio. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Radio station, we are on live Friday mornings at 11:15. It is replayed Wednesday at 3 o'clock and also Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Also, at 12:15 on Sunday mornings, we have the message from Community Christian Fellowship, and that plays live on Sunday morning at 12:15. Also, we'd like to let you know that we invite you and would love to have you come to the church. We are a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church that is very, very much focused on outreach and reaching outside of the church.